This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, Irirangi Tumotu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information.
Hare Krishna to all the listeners. I am very happy to present my short talk number 38 from Bhagavad Gita, and some of the verses I will consider here from chapter 2, contents of the Gita summarized, whereby we will know that the soul is unborn, eternal, ever existing, and primeval. So I begin my talk with a brief invocation prayer. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Janne Vallabha Girvar Dhari. Gopi Janne Vallabha Girvar Dhari. Yashoda Nandane Vraj Janne Ranjani. Yashoda Nandani Vraj Janne Ranjani. Yamuna Tiravan Chari. Yamuna Tiravan Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Hare Krishna. So I begin from verse 18, chapter 2, contents of the Gita summarized. Antavanta imi deha nityas yokta sharirina anashino apra meyasya tasmad yudayasiva bharata. Word by word translation. Ante vanta, perishable. Ime, all these. Deha, material bodies. Nityasya, eternal, in existence. Yukta, are said. Sharirina, of the embodied soul. Anashina, never to be destroyed. Aprameyasya, immeasurable. Tasmat, therefore. Yudha Yeshua fight Bharata, O descendant of Bharata. Translation, the material body of the indestructible, immeasurable and eternal living entity is sure to come to an end. Therefore, fight, O descendant of Bharata. Purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charan Bhakti Vedant Swami Srila Prabhupada. The material body is perishable by nature. It may perish immediately or it may do so after 100 years. It is a question of time only. There is no chance of maintaining it indefinitely. But the spirit soul is so minute that it cannot even be seen by an enemy, to say nothing of being killed. As mentioned in the previous verse, it is so small that no one can have any idea how to measure its dimension. So from both viewpoints, there is no cause of lamentation, because the living entity, as he is, cannot be killed, nor can the material body be saved for any length of time or permanently protected. The minute particle of the whole spirit acquires this material body according to his work. And therefore, observance of religious principles should be utilized. In the Vedanta Sutras, the living entity is qualified as light because he is part and parcel of the Supreme Light. As sunlight maintains the entire universe, so the light of the soul maintains this material body. As soon as the spirit soul is out of this material body, the body begins to decompose. Therefore, it is the spirit soul which maintains this body. The body itself is unimportant. Arjuna was advised to fight and not sacrifice the cause of religion for material bodily considerations. The next verse is number 12. Yaenam veti hantaram yashu chayanam manyate hatam ubhau tau na vijanito nayam hanti na hanyate. Word by word translation, yaha, anyone who, enam, this, veti, knows, hantaram, the killer, yaha, anyone who, cha also, enam, this, manyate, thinks, hatam, killed, Убаву both тау де на never. Vijanita are in knowledge. Na never I am this. Hanti kills. Na not. Hanyate is killed. Translation: neither he who thinks the living entity the slayer, nor he also thinks it slain, is in knowledge, for the self slays not, nor is slain. Purport by his divine grace, Abhaycharan Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. When an embodied living entity is hurt by fatal weapons, it is to be known that the living entity within the body is not killed. The spirit soul is so small that it is impossible to kill him by any material weapon, as will be evident from subsequent verses. Nor is the living entity killable because of his spiritual constitution. What is killed or is supposed to be killed is the body only. This, however, does not at all encourage killing of the body. The Vedic injunction is Ma Hinsayat Sarva Bhutani. Never commit violence to anyone. Nor does understanding that the living entity is not killed encourage animal slaughter. Killing the body of anyone without authority is abominable and is punishable by the law of the state as well as by the law of the Lord. Arjuna, however, is being engaged in killing for the principle of religion and not whimsically. The next verse is number 20. Na jayate mriyate va kadachin na yam bhutva bhavita va na bhuya. Ajo nitya shashivato ayam purano na hanyate hanyamani sharire. World by world translation: na never. Jayate takes birth. Mriyate dies. Va either. Kadachit at any time. Past, present or future. Na never. I am this. Bhutva having come into being. Bhavita will come to be. Va or na not. Bhuya or is again coming to be. Aja unborn. Nitya eternal. Saswata, permanent. I am this. Purana, the oldest. Na, never. Hanyate is killed. Hanyamane, being killed. Sharire, the body. Translation, for the soul there is neither birth nor death at any time. He has not come into being, does not come into being, and will not come into being. He is unborn, eternal, ever existing, and primeval. He is not slain when the body is slain. Perpet by his divine grace, Abhay Charan, Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Qualitatively, the small atomic fragmental part of the Supreme Spirit is one with the Supreme. He undergoes no changes like the body. Sometimes the soul is called the steady or kutaistha. The body is subject to 6 kinds of transformations. It takes its birth from the womb of the mother's body, remains for some time, grows, produces some effects, gradually dwindles, and at last vanishes into oblivion. The soul, however, does not go through such changes. The soul is not born, but because he takes on a material body, the body takes birth. The soul does not take birth there, and the soul does not die. Anything which has birth also has death. And because the soul has no birth, he therefore has no past, present, or future. He is eternal, ever existing, and primeval. That is, there is no trace in history of his coming into being. Under the impression of the body, we seek the history of birth, etc., of the soul. The soul does not at any time become old as the body does. The so-called old man, therefore, feels himself to be in the same spirit as in his childhood or youth. The changes of the body do not affect the soul. The soul does not deteriorate like a tree, nor anything material. The soul has no byproduct either. The byproducts of the body, namely children, are also different individual souls. And owing to the body, they appear as children of a particular man. The body develops because of the soul's presence, but the soul has neither offshoots nor change. Therefore, the soul is free from the 6 changes of the body. In the Katha Upanishad 1.2.8, 18, we also find a similar passage which reads, Na jayate mriyate va vipashchina na yam kutaschina babhuva kaschit ajo nitya sasvato ayam purano na hanyate hanyamani sharire. The meaning and purport of this verse is the same as in the Bhagavad Gita. But here in this verse, there is one special word, vipaschit, which means learned or with knowledge. The soul is full of knowledge or full always with consciousness. Therefore, consciousness is the symptom of the soul. Even if one does not find the soul within the heart where he is situated, one can still understand the presence of the soul simply by the presence of consciousness. Sometimes we do not find the sun in the sky owing to clouds or for some other reason, but the light of the sun is always there and we are convinced that it is there for daytime. As soon as there is a little light in the sky early in the morning, we can understand that the sun is in the sky. Similarly, since there is some consciousness in all bodies, whether man or animal, we can understand the presence of the soul. This consciousness of the soul is, however, different from the consciousness of the Supreme, because the Supreme Consciousness is all knowledge, past, present, and future. The consciousness of the individual soul is prone to be forgetful. When he is forgetful of his real nature, he obtains education and enlightenment from the superior lessons of Krishna. But Krishna is not like the forgetful soul. If so, Krishna's teachings of the Bhagavad Gita would be useless. There are two kinds of souls, namely the minute particle soul, Anu Atma, and the super soul, Vibhu Atma. This is also confirmed in the Katha Upanishad 1.2.20 in this way. Anor Aniyan Mahato Mahiyan Atmasya Jani Tornito Guhayam Tam Akratu Pashyati Vitashoko Dhatu Prasadhan Mahimanam Atmana. Translation: both the super soul, Paramatma, and the atomic soul, Jivatma, are situated on the same tree of the body, within the same heart of the living being. And only one who has become free from the material desires as well as lamentations can, by the grace of the Supreme, understand the glories of the soul. Krishna is the fountainhead of the super soul also, as it will be disclosed in the following chapters. And Arjuna is the atomic soul, forgetful of his real nature. Therefore, he requires to be enlightened by Krishna or by his bona fide representative, the spiritual master. So what a wonderful explanation given by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, in his purports. And by reading these purports, the concept becomes more and more clear. So we have understood very well the nature of the soul that is unborn, eternal, ever-existing, and primeval. So I would like to stop my talk here today. Thank you very much for your attention. Hare Krishna.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.